Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 out east, a little bit after 4 here in the Lord's Country. If you're listening to us live, if it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whomever, on top of whomever, next to whomever, etc. You're receiving us on this fine, faithless Friday, everybody. We appreciate the blaspheming fuck out of it.
Yay!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of stuff going on. Maybe we'll read some tweets from our commander-in-chief. They're so inspirational and make me want to hug the flag.
Yummy.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We open in Venice and next week, Perona. I don't remember the next. I can never remember the next city. It's not.
I don't know that song at all.
It's, you know that, dude. It's all about Italy. It's from Kiss Me, Kate.
I don't know that show at all.
You don't know that?
No.
I thought you know it because you
know. No, I never did that show.
But you did.
I did Gypsy was my first ever foray onto the boards, and then I did Brigadoon.
You played Grumio.
Kiss Me, Kate. We didn't sing.
Yeah,
we did the Shakespeare version, the violent, Trump-hating Shakespeare version.
See, no. See, I think Taming of the Shrew is far more apropos for Schindler. He's far more Petruchio than Julius fucking Caesar, you know, at least in the first part of the play.
Yeah, there's some rough parts of, I remember, Taming of the Shrew, where we were all just like, ooh.
That is the sun. That is the sun. This is the moon.
Well, and yeah, and I'm going to smack you. I mean.
Right.
upside the head.
You know why that's the sun, but it's the moon? I'm a man and you're a woman.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect for Schindler.
I watched another episode of The Handmaid's Tale, the show that's on Hulu Mike Pence and his buddies sit around and tickle their foreskins while they watch.
Dude, you know why?
Or their foreskin scars.
Ooh,
if
yes.
They're all cutted.
They should have kept cutting. I mean,
right.
No
Maybe
more.
They did. That's the problem.
No more little pinces. That I figured out why that show creeps me out. They employ all the colors that I remember seeing from church. Not that my church was necessarily a horror scene. I mean, it was. You know, the Methodist, it's a pretty easy pill to swallow. Nobody's really into it. You just swallow. Go there and you swallow and everything's fine. But it's all the same colors of the Methodist church. It's like lots of dark reds and shit like that.
Oh, it's shot. It's amazing to look at. It's really
It reminds
shot
me of
well.
Church and it's a bummer. That's why. That shows, I know it's a great show, but it is a fucking bummer.
It is a pretty big bummer.
Like that one episode when that thing happened to that chick, the procedure.
No spoiler alerts.
That fucked me up, man.
It's still going on.
Oh, God.
By the way, that
storyline.
How the fuck
do you watch that? How do you watch that?
It's a great show. What do you mean?
I agree.
It's fiction.
You know what it's like
to me? It's a learning experience that makes me want to have Faithless Friday every day and scream even more about atheism and
right.
Not atheism, but secularism.
Well, to be honest. You know, TBH, that's kind of everything, really. I mean, think where we'd be right now if the right wing nut jobs weren't.
Well, they've used, definitely used religion as a cudgel.
It is the cudgel, though. It is the cudgel on like abortion. It's the cudgel on like fucking everything, man.
Did I hear your mom say this was half sweet tea?
It's half and half.
Holy shit! What do they consider sweet down here in the South? This tastes really sweet. I like it.
We just put a 1/16 of meth in it.
But holy shit!
Right.
It's very sweet. If this is half sweet.
You know what? I don't know what it is, but you can't tell a Southerner about sweet tea. We haven't been here long enough to assert that kind of...
I'm just saying it tastes sweet.
Oh, I know.
Half sweet.
No, I agree with you. I just don't know. I don't know if it's half sweet or if it's sweet tea, to tell you the truth.
I thought I heard your mom say
it was half sweet. Did she say half
sweet?
I just said I wasn't comfortable making that call.
Half and half.
I mean, I don't even want to, like, it's sunny right now.
You sound like somebody who's testifying in front of Senate.
He's talking about the weather.
I don't feel comfortable talking about that right now.
Talking about the weather, sweet tea, plants, and Jesus fucking Christ, college football. You got to have a, you know.
I like to eat.
I don't even like football. I'm sorry. I hate it.
How dare you?
Everything happens at once. It sucks. There's too much good. If they can.
Well, you're a baseball fan where nothing happens.
I love it.
And then every once in a while something happens, I love too.
Right. And I know we're not talking about news right now, but my least favorite thing about the whole, any discussion about baseball, it pisses me off. They're like, we need to speed up the game. Why? It's awesome. Make the games longer, dickhead. I love it.
It's our tiny little amoeba-sized attention spans that we have. With our faces in our phones all the time. And even if you go to the game, everybody's got their fucking faces in their goddamn phones all the time.
Right.
So.
I tell you. Last game I went to, though, I was so close to the foul line. There were so many goddamn foul balls and line drives, man. It was fucked up. I had a guy sitting next to me with at every at-bat with a lefty. The guy was ready to go to field the fucking baseball. And it was like... It's kind of hard to relax, to be honest, because I'm sitting there watching the game all relaxing, and next to me, this guy's in ready pose to pick up baseball. I'm like, am I going to get hit in the face, dude?
Ready pose.
I'm in ready.
Is that like baseball yoga? Oh, hey, I'll bet that's out there.
What, baseball yoga?
I was going to say a baseball yoga book. I'm sure it's already out there.
You know who made yoga famous in baseball? That Barry Zito guy. He was a great pitcher for years, and then he shit the bed late in his career, because guess what?
Chuck Zito? Wasn't he?
Yeah, no, Barry fucking Zito.
Somebody's bodyguard?
I think the guy was... Hey, listen, tweet in if I'm wrong. Barry Zito was part of the amazing dynasty of the Mets. Great pitch, the fucking Oakland A's. Barry Zito...
Listen
some guy named Mark.
Daily Upper Decker, by the way, every night at 8 p.m. Pacific. Yeah. No, 8 p.m. Yeah, Pacific.
Boy, Tommy would be.
This time thing's really still fucking me up.
I know. Tommy Gimler, host of that show, would be shaming us for not knowing who those three. It was Mark Mulder. No. Mulder is the guy from X-Files. Who the fuck cares?
It's,
I don't know.
The girl from X-Files.
Hey, this is why The Handmaid's Tale sucks.
Was it the guy from X-Files?
Handmaid's Tale. It's like watching a 1 hour of Schindler's List every week. That's the problem. No, it is, dude. And in the Schindler's List, you got to say it's an amazing movie. It's a great movie. Did it win an Oscar? Did it? I think it did. I mean, my God, you make an amazing movie like that and you don't win an Oscar, then there's something wrong.
I think it did.
But it's like, to me, I'm like, it's how I feel when I watch Schindler's List or I don't know. Is that movie about...
Sorry, my chair is squeaking.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, did you ever hear my joke about Jurassic Park? Jurassic Park, it's like it's like Schindler's List, but for dinosaurs.
I'm here!
Kind of.
Oh, my God.
Does that make sense? Is that a good joke?
It may be. Some might find it offensive.
Who? Dinosaurs?
Jews.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, they had the dinosaurs in a camp. But, however, I'm not comparing the Jews to... Actually, I am right there. I don't mean to. God, I understand how that's racist.
We're going to get to the headlines.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Shit, I take that joke back. Fuck me.
I apologize.
I do, yeah. I wish you had written that one.
I didn't.
No, I know.
Uh... We can see what's going on in the headlines, which of the headlines there are to choose from. So much more fun going on in Shitlerville, U.S. of A.
Shitlerville. Hey, are they wrapping this Russian thing up?
And don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out, memes and shit. 14,000 plus angry liberals. And intelligent human beings. Join in there, like us, spread the crabs, share the crabs, all that shit.
Yummy.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here also, monetarily is ish-wise.
Right.
You can help us out by buying shit at Amazon, and it doesn't cost you anything. If you use our link over at crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
By the way, again, I don't mean to have too much person, just some housekeeping. The official white trash-esque lawn furniture showed up today. And I got to tell you, this is kind of funny. The guy was unloading it off the truck, and he handed me this box. He goes, "This is yours." It was this tiny box, and I knew it was lawn furniture. I was like, "There's no way. This is it."
It's like inflatable. Add water to it. It goes,
then the guy took the box, put it back in the truck, and then literally brought a box the size of a car out of the thing. He goes, "Oh, I got it mixed up."
Right. Like, because there's, I don't know how, I need to look at that, because there's two chairs, a table, and an outdoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
And a cabana. Girls. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit in that box. I was amazed, actually.
Hey.
And how not huge it was.
I got a suggestion for you. I got a concept I'm going to put in your mind, and don't say anything about it now. Just think about it. Inflatable jacuzzi.
No, come on. I saw those. What do you need a jacuzzi in Florida for?
Because it feels good.
You fill it with ice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I want hepatitis.
Let's do the Sarah Palin thing.
For these characters to get all up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the bunker. The Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June 16th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I know what the headline is, and we're going to post the military next to the show, and I'm losing my fucking mind over it. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's me.
HuffPost. Once again, our fucking white-tastic shit-fuck justice system.
Oh, God.
And we put quotes around the word justice.
Right.
The cop who killed Philando Castile.
Oh, I saw that!
Acquitted of all charges. We watched Philando get shot.
Yeah.
For doing nothing. And the cop said, "I thought he was reaching for a gun."
I mean, what is the what response? What do we expect? What do we expect to happen to our community after some bullshit like this? And no justice.
I saw a fucking tweet from someone who I'm really having a hard time not wishing horrible, horrible things upon.
Ooh, who
on
is
the
it?
On fucking Twitter? Some cum stain of an ass fuck. They said people are outraged, obviously.
Yeah.
And they said something like, "Oh, come on. He was reaching for a gun and he was high."
He was high?
He had traces of THC in his system. Like he had smoked that morning or something. So, of course, to the right, he was a rampaging, demonic, violent Negro. Just with the, "I saw the devil in his eyes. He was reaching. He might not have been reaching for something, but he was a thinking about it with his high devil eyes."
You know, I know it doesn't help our cause when I mention things like rounding people up in camps.
Doesn't.
But what about this? If you're a right wing nut job dickhead racist, I really think, you know, you have the wrong idea about pot. Pot could help you be less of a cunt. It really can.
Jeff Bosesh, look at all the violence that's happening now with all the marijuana so strong. He doesn't understand. They don't understand.
He doesn't.
Well, no, they understand. They don't care. That's just their way to make sure they can bag and tag every single black person on the planet.
You know, and listen, maybe I'm speaking in hyperbole, but there's times when we lived in California and we I'm speaking for myself. I had a condition, had some social anxiety, and some, you know, I was awkward at times, so I got a prescription for medical marijuana.
You had a pulse.
Yes.
So you were able to get a prescription for medical marijuana.
And every once in a while, if you have a little extra cash in the bank on payday, you get the good shit. The strong shit that Jeff Bosesh is referring to.
Yes.
It's my experience that that doesn't make you violent. In fact, it doesn't make you anything but a blob of jello happiness. It doesn't. You could set my toe on fire. I ain't getting up.
And
to put it out, I don't care.
Willie Nelson, constant.
Oh, how violent is he?
Constantly stoned, said that was just the thing, was that he was an angry fuck. And the weed has helped him calm down. He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
He just does weed. I think he had problems with like coke and shit too.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, he was an outlaw, right? He was with, didn't he perform with Cash and Waylon Jennings and those guys? He probably was
Merle.
He probably is like, I got to get away from these fuckers.
Well, you know what's funny? You know, they talk about Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard's one of his famous songs is talking about kicking hippies' asses and raising hell and shit like that.
Yeah, what
and
the fuck?
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. Oh, you lying. You liar. You liar, Merle Haggard.
What don't
Merle
you
Haggard,
smoke?
Right. Merle Haggard was a raging alcoholic at times. Allegedly.
Yes.
And also had the drug, from what I hear.
And you know, if you're doing all those fucking
drunken birds.
Yeah. If you're doing all those fucking drugs and shit and you smoke weed, I mean, you're going to enjoy the marijuana, but you're really not going to notice it like you should. Like, you know.
It's a waste.
It's a waste.
Mixing your substances.
Oh, God. Jeff Bosesh, listen to me. The strong weed doesn't make you violent. It doesn't. I want to see citations. I want to see somebody get high, then take a machete and run into a grocery store and cause Harry Carey.
Well, they're far less likely to. It's certainly not the weed that is causing it to happen.
Number one, I ain't going to find a machete. Number two, I might run into a grocery store. I don't want to kill.
And the worst that's going to happen is somebody's going to, they don't have money.
Yeah.
And they're just going to, they're going to shoplift some Doritos.
Yeah. The only thing I'm going to kill is a big box of, you know what I like those, I want to pick some up, those little Cheez-Its.
Oh,
that's what we need in this fucking compound. By the way, if you want to pay us, we should give out our address and you can throw envelopes of money in the front yard. That's fine. Or boxes of Cheez-Its.
Jury today found Minnesota police officer who fatally shot a black motorist during a traffic stop last year not guilty. Second degree manslaughter.
It's a good day to be a cop, I guess, right?
Anthony Police Department officer Geronimo Yanez was charged after he fatally shot Philando Castile last July. The aftermath was streamed on social media by Castile's girlfriend. I believe at one point they say, why did you shoot him? Why did you shoot me? And the cop says, I don't know. If I'm getting my cops shooting people for no reason videos correct. That may have been a different one.
God, you know, man. Just think about, like, when you lose someone close to you, they're dead. You're never going to see them again. You have rage about that because you're just angry. Yeah, you know, you feel this loss. But imagine, I mean, but eventually you get over it, right? Because you can attribute it. Well, they got old. They had this illness. Everything was beyond your control. But this guy, he should not be dead.
Correct.
And for someone to actually say the words, I don't know why I took this person from your life. I can't wrap my...
I think that this is the right one. I hope I've got my story straight, but I think that was the one.
I can't wrap my mind around that. I don't know how that family... I don't know how they handle that. I can't even begin to understand that. That's fucked up. Fucked up!
Yanez testified he was afraid for his life. Said that Castile didn't follow orders.
Was he armed, Castile?
Not true. No.
Why was he afraid? He's a trained... Because
the guy was black.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Right.
What is it like that day in the police academy school where they teach you how to be afraid of black people that aren't armed?
No, I don't think they have to teach that one.
Yeah, right. You know, you went to theater school.
Sure.
And you know, the old cliche is like, if you have stage fright, just look out at the audience, picture them naked.
Yeah, or in their underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you're a cop and you're afraid of black people, why can't you just look at a black people and picture a white person? Just train yourself to do that. Maybe that'll help you kill less people, unarmed, innocent people, you know? I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. I'm spitballing, you know? I don't know what we're going to do to fix this. It's so horrible.
Yeah, unreal.
Un-fucking real, man.
The Castile family has said, nowhere in the world do you die from being honest and telling the truth.
Yeah.
She says, where in this planet do you tell the truth, you be honest, and you're still murdered by the police?
God. How many stories do we have in the news where if you're like, you heard this is from North Korea, you'd be like, well, you know, it's North Korea and they live under a totalitarian regime and there's no really justice system.
Castile's younger sister said he didn't deserve to die the way he did. I will never have faith in this system. I don't have faith in this system.
Yeah.
None of us have faith in this system anymore.
And
except for angry white people. Go on Twitter and look at the horrible people who I wish there was a hell so they could fry in it.
Yeah.
That are dancing with glee because even though they didn't watch the video that we did as he lay dying next to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
After being shot for no reason. They don't care. They're like, he was reaching for a gun, and that Negro was high and violent, and he didn't follow
right.
The policeman's orders.
And really, the ultimate, like, fuck you from the cops to the community is when they arrest people for protesting, for peaceful protesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they marginalize, like, oh, look at all these people. Look at these upstarts out there causing havoc. Oh, yeah, they're protesting because... they're pissed off that this person was killed unarmed for no reason. But also, why wouldn't you think you're next? You could be next. That could be you. The cops that are supposed to protect you could kill you. And on top of that, they get away with it. But yet you get arrested for having a fucking joint in your car. Fuck this.
Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat from California, tweeted, Philando Castile was shot in cold blood. The world watched it live. What will it take for the justice system to value black lives?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Do you remember that?
We watched Eric Garner be choked to death, basically.
The thing is, man, do you think we just, when at police academy school, do you think they could have a day where you learn the concept? I think maybe a whole week, maybe the whole course, your whole training should be black people. Are humans. They should teach that.
Yeah, they're having a hard time with that one.
I mean...
Especially the people that are running the country right now.
God, it's one thing for this racist, fucked up cop to shoot somebody and to fucking kill him. But then for the system to say that killing was justified is just... How's that community supposed to go on? How are they supposed to say, this police force is supposed to keep us safe. They're really, you know...
They truly found a jury of his peers.
Are they all white?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think they would be wise to go out in public right now. To be honest, we decry violence, but holy fuck,
we decry violence.
I understand people taking to the streets to protest over this. I wholeheartedly understand. Not violent,
but it's the ultimate hypocrisy. I mean, the injustice was done to that community. Someone was killed from that community.
Mm-hmm.
That cop committed violence and was absolved.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy's going to turn over a trash can and get arrested protesting.
Yep. Or
that's fucked up.
Sparking up a joint on the corner because he's black.
Ferguson, I mean, didn't the police sort of incite the protesters?
That's what was said. Yeah. They opened up with tanks. And snipers aiming at people. Like they didn't even they didn't even bring out just the riot gear, you know, with the little helmets and the sticks.
Yeah.
They brought out automatic weapons and stood there like they were getting ready for the Rusk, well, not the Ruskies now, but for the North Koreans to invade.
I mean, you think about the
And what does that tell the people that are peacefully protesting?
look at how the cops are treating us.
Right.
Well, not us. We're white. The cops treat us just fucking fine.
Well, but we talked about that the other day, too. It doesn't compare.
Right.
But cops are fuckers.
They're dicks.
Many of them are just assholes. They're drunk on power. And they'll anyone that they deal with that is a citizen that fucking pays their cunting paychecks, they still treat them like pieces of shit on their on the street. Because especially the newer crop of these roid boys, these shave-headed roid monsters that have nowhere else in society to go to work because they got anger issues. No, let's make them a cop. Let's pull them off the streets of Fallujah and put them on the streets of Baltimore. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Dude, my friend got pulled over by some Florida State Patrol, and the guy was like, he pulled him over. And he wasn't really speeding. He was just kind of driving slow. He was on his way home from work. He wasn't drunk, wasn't high. Cop just looked in the floorboard of his car and said, "Why do you have marijuana seeds on your floor mat?"
There you go.
And he said, "I don't." And he didn't. He goes, "I'm going to ask you again. Why are there marijuana seeds on your floorboard?" He goes, "I don't have any." He goes, "Well, I'm going to search your car." And the guy was like, "Okay." Searched his car, didn't find shit, sent him on his way. How's that fucking legal?
Right.
And that guy,
it's not.
And this young kid, I know this, he's a friend of mine, he's a young kid, he's a younger guy. I'm sure he was intimidated by, you really want to pull out the Constitution and hand it to a Florida State Patrol guy? Fuck no. You should be able
to,
though,
right? The road pirates, those guys, like that.
They're just
road pirates.
What is that shit they have in Texas where they can just seize your property?
Right, they might have it here.
Didn't Schittler have a thing with that?
He was one of those evil sheriffs early on after Trump became president. He had a meeting with sheriffs, and one of those sheriffs was whining about the fact that there was a Texas state legislator, a Democrat, mincing Democrat, fairy cuck, who was...
hello, fairy cuck.
Who was proposing legislation to get rid of the saying that you have to have a conviction before the police can confiscate people's shit.
Why are
Because people were confiscating shit and people never got it back. Even if they were acquitted, the cops were like, "Fuck you, it's ours now." That's theft.
Right.
It's pure and simple.
By the fucking
piracy.
State. Yeah.
And of course, certain areas were abusing it, like that cop.
Right.
Like Florida cop. He was just looking for something to find. He had no reason whatsoever.
And he let the guy
trolling.
Go.
He had a few minutes. The guy looked like he might have something.
Yeah. He let him go, but...
I'm surprised he didn't plan something.
Or if he had it... What if he would have had a... Fuck, who gives a fuck? What if he had a joint in his backpack somewhere?
Then, he's fucked.
You're fucked. Man.
You're not supposed to consent to those.
And say no?
Say, "I don't consent," and then they'll say, "I'll bring the dog," or whatever. Yeah. And then the dog always has a fake hit, because there's numerous cases of where the handler can give a little, you know, because the handler is an asshole cop too. The handler will give a little signal and the dog signals, and that's all they need to tear your car apart. And then they don't find anything.
What is it? Is it the cynicism of police that they think, well, they begin to see people as just... They see the citizens as their enemies, and so they naturally assume you're guilty.
And
I'm going to find something.
And add on the bullshit of making them revenue generators. That should be just blatantly unconstitutional. Let traffic cops or let meter readers or whatever give tickets for minor offenses like traffic violations, and let the cops do the real stuff so that the cops aren't out there having a quota of tickets that they don't have. None of them have quotas, Ryan. Wink, wink, wink.
And how onerous is that? Who fucking pays the price for that? The poorest among us. They get pulled over. It's not rich people. Rich people can fight that shit, right? They can hire a fancy fucking lawyer to tell the policeman to fuck off. But if you or I get pulled over, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Just say yes, take it, and go about your fucking business. It's fucking shit.
Right. And we probably won't get shot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just for scratching our arm. He was reaching for something.
Yeah, right. My arm itched, you fucking dickhead.
I don't know. Again, I find myself apologizing to the future for just the heinous barbarity, barbarism of our time, of this country, especially right now. I just don't fucking get it at all.
And again, the Shitler, the election of Trump is just the ultimate fuck you to minorities.
Oh, yeah.
It really is,
and
man.
Gay people.
Yes. Yes.
And poor people.
Mike Pence, dude.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Fucking, what was that Indiana pizza thing? You know, the right to refuse service to people because they're gay. That's just fucking ridiculous.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's not what it was. It was religious freedom.
But it's like what we said. If you want to make money in this country and you want to take advantage of our infrastructure, well, then you have to serve gay people or fuck right off to Afghanistan. Suck my dick.
Right. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is the horrific, once again, heinous police killing where the policeman skates.
Well, listen. Go,
what does that tell them? Shoot another one. Doesn't matter. On camera. Choke him out on camera. Shoot him on camera. Doesn't fucking matter, dude. You're going to get off.
Is there anything more heartbreaking than watching a guy say, I can't breathe. He fucking dies. And he's in a dog pile. He's on the bottom of a dog pile by civil fucking servants.
But he deserved to die, Ryan, because he was selling loose cigarettes. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
That's what some of these Handmaid's Tale jerkers will say. These copsuckers.
Right.
Oh, that's what it should be. That Negro was breaking the law. He should have been taken down. And then he refused to comply.
You always say fish stinks from the head. And think about our AG, our top law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
In bed with the for-profit prison system, right? Didn't he get money from those fuckers?
And couldn't be confirmed during the Reagan administration because he was a racist.
But he's not crooked at all, right?
2017, though.
God. And listen to him, that fucking hearing about Russia, whatever bullshit, treasonous bullshit this fucking racist is involved in.
I can't answer that. That's a private conversation with the president.
I mean, Jeff Bo Sessions is pretty horrendous without the Russia shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
long history of horrendousness.
I mean, we got to admit, our system right now is cartoonishly evil.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucked up.
It's whatever the opposite of the Super Friends were.
It's the
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom. Yeah. They live in a swamp in that little weird little fucking evil face mask. Remember that?
Right. Like a Darth Vader head that went under the water.
Right. I don't know why you'd need that.
Well, because it looks cool.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck it.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
They're probably going to say hero cop acquitted of killing violent felon. Let's see.
Please not. I'm just saying, please not.
They might not even talk about it.
Yeah.
Or they're waiting for the riots to happen.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, not yet. It won't reach Drudge Report until and unless there's any kind of protest or if anything happens. Then it'll be all over Drudge Report as, you know, look at the violent left, the violent thugs. Here's an example of why Representative Scalise got shot.
What is it? Maybe I don't understand. What is it that, like, these fat, right-wing nut job, redneck GOP dick fucks, they're all like, they got such a boner for the Second Amendment because they, hey, listen, if the government becomes tyrannical, we want to be able to save ourselves from the evil state. But black people are protesting because a black, unarmed black man got shot once a fucking again by the cops. The cop doesn't pay a fucking price for it. Nothing. And it says to that community, your life means dick to us. And they protest.
Yeah.
What would these white people do if it was happening to them? Don't you have any empathy? Can't you look and say, well, what if it was us?
They don't.
You can't. Oh. Damn.
Not even, I can't even find it on the Drudge Report. To be honest with you, that story, the Drudge Report headline says Amazon Whole Foods rivals lose 40 billion grocery stocks go stale. Well, that's the story of Amazon is buying Whole Foods for a whole bunch of billions of dollars. 13.7.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And
what do you say?
Today, 20 of the biggest retail food sectors lost $40 billion in market cap. Yeah. Market cap. Oh, some rich people lost some money, Ryan. Oh, no. some electronic money that none of them are going to feel.
I love it. That, I don't know why. Should that make me happy? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit and spin, I mean, dickheads. Fuck off.
If it doesn't matter to them, though, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. The Koch brothers could literally lose 99% of their wealth, and I don't know if their their day-to-day life would not change.
Would they still be able to afford infinity swimming pools?
They're not gonna, they still have their houses.
I want one of those, man. That's the only reason I want to be rich. I want one of those infinity pools. To infinity, bitches!
So this could make Amazon the third largest grocery retailer by 2021.
Great. Hey, why don't we just have one company sell all the shit and then price it for whatever they want?
I don't understand this capitalism. Where's the competition? Where is allowing all of these companies to merge into one giant evil conglomerate? It's going to be RoboCop.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be one giant government corporation that runs us all. Forces us to work from the time we spit out of the vagina till the time we have a grabber and fall over.
And in the meantime,
we're
going to plant crack in your fucking glove box. Fuck you. Yeah. God, there should be some sort of law that says, man, if I was in charge, I would say, hey, I would put caps on how big your business could be. Well, why not?
There should be. There should be limits to the size of companies. I don't see a problem with that. There should be that kind of oversight would increase competition. If you tell some company, look, you can have 5 stores tops, or you can have this many customer, you know, this many storefronts, or what? I don't see a problem with that.
By the way, you mentioned fucking Jeff Bezos. That fucking guy, along with a bunch of other rich fuckers, one percenters. The HuffPo or the Wall Street Journal put out a story, and apparently they're buying all this land.
Oh, I saw that.
Shitty parts of the country to build their fancy ass doomsday fucking bunkers.
And then they'll hire people to be their private militia. And the Koch brothers are going to have their libertarian dream. They're setting up the fiefdoms. That's exactly what they're setting up. Fiefdoms, the libertarian dream.
We don't need another hero. It's going to be fucking Mad Max, dude. It really is. Doesn't it make you nervous that the rich people are making all these bunkers? I mean, what do they know that we don't know? And why don't we take their shit?
That's why they're making the bunkers.
Yeah.
Because they just rewound. This little half of crab diving, the other half wants everyone to know that I don't. That Ryan doesn't speak for.
Speaking of hyperbole, but it is true. The only reason the one percenters have all that money is because we haven't, you know, had smart nothing to take their shit.
I think they should legally contribute infinitely more taxes, et cetera. And if that's taking their shit, then that's the way to do it.
I would be president. The first thing I would say, okay, here's the thing. I don't know how you rich guys are going to do it. You can figure it out. Go fuck yourself. Everybody in this country is getting a guaranteed minimum salary like they do in those scando countries. Because guess what?
Well, they haven't done that yet. They're trying.
Damn it. Well, okay. I'm going to go to the scando countries. And I'm going to say, I'm going to buy your best politicians. You turn America into Norway. And I'm going to put my feet up on the desk because I'm paying you to do it. Figure it out.
Well, if we elected Democrats and then just kept electing more Bernie-crats and more democratic socialists, then we could do that here.
You should be able to live.
But the evil, greedy capitalist assholes have fleeced all the dumb white people. To oversimplify things.
I mean, you should be able to live for 70 G's a year, right? I mean, that we should have a cap on
70.
What people make. You know, there should be a cap, though. I know that's a shit ton. I mean, God.
Well, they should have maybe like an X times amount. Like if you have a company and those rules they do have in Europe where the chief executive officer, the highest paid person, can only make 20 times what the least paid person does or something like that. So you get your little meritocracy people get rewarded for doing good work and being smart and helping the company along. But they also don't then turn into like this Marissa Meyer.
Yes.
Verizon just bought Yahoo.
Okay.
And she's out as CEO. And universally, everyone says that it was doing poorly before, and she helped steer it closer to the iceberg.
Yeah. The Yahoo. Okay.
And
how do they make any money?
And well, that is the problem. And so she is out.
Yes.
But she's getting like a $26 million severance or something like that. Some ridiculous amount of money as a severance pay.
Why? Why?
Basically, man? Being fired for incompetence. And still, because that's how these white rich assholes roll. And not even white.
Why do you buy Yahoo? Some,
the occasional brownish person that makes it to those echelons.
Yes.
Money trumps race. Sort of.
Oh, money trumps everything,
sort of.
Right?
Yeah.
Even Jesus. Even Jesus. If you gave some of these right-wing nut jobs a figure, what's your price for coming on television and saying, just admitting that you don't believe in this bullshit you're fleecing people? Mm-hmm. Jim Baker would give you a number. He would give you a fucking figure.
Look at Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
The only reason they didn't throw that drug and rape and raper in jail is and beat him first is because he's Bill fucking Cosby with millions of dollars.
How creepy is it that Dr. Huxtable was a gynecologist? Just knowing what we know
now, right?
That is so fucked up. I want to know. I mean, not that it would matter, but just, you know, I want to go back. I want to see the meetings for that show because, you know, he was in on the meetings from the beginning.
Yeah.
Was it his idea to have Dr. Huxtable be a gynecologist?
Well, did you notice every episode when he comes upstairs from that downstairs clinic that he had, he's sniffing his fingers.
Oh, come on.
Licking the ends of them like he just had barbecue.
Oh, shit. By the way, follow @VileExperience on Twitter, @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Follow Crab Diving. I never tweet.
Yeah, I don't really.
My tweet's a crab dive.
I don't
crab
twat
diving.
Either. Twatting's stupid. I like Instagram because you make fun pictures. Twitter's like just words. Sad.
Over at the Drudge Report, like we said, the headline is that Amazon Whole Foods rivals lose $40 billion.
Come on, Drudge, sack up. You don't want to be you want to say something racist about that poor kid that died and is, you know, the cop got off. You want to say something racist? Do it. Do it, pussy. Ah, don't say pussy.
Also one of the headlines over at the Drudge Report, this is also HuffPo, is about this horrible fire.
Yes.
Across the pond.
Hello.
West London. I mean, they're saying, like, right, I think it's more now, but
yes.
As of when this story came out on The Sun.
Jolly good.
It was 17 confirmed dead.
Oh,
they're thinking
God.
It's going to go over 100.
Holy shit.
And they're fine. It was like this high rise.
Oh, my God.
And I think there's, like, shenanigans involved. Like,
humans shouldn't be in the air, man. That is our fatal flaw.
A huge fire engulfed 24-story Grenfell Tower in West London.
Hello.
17 deaths confirmed, but the death toll is feared to be more than 100, as many are still missing.
Oh, my God, dude. We don't have wings. Why are we in the air? Why do we have high rises?
The Prime Minister has promised a full public inquiry into the disaster.
Yes.
And the police have launched a criminal investigation.
Oh, shit.
The blaze is thought to have been started by a faulty refrigerator.
Oh, fuck. How the fuck does that happen? What do you mean faulty? Well, faulty. I mean, that's...
There you go. A little,
the definition
a little Bernie.
Of faulty. God. Yeah, a refrigerator...
I would say the fridge that catches on fire would categorize it as faulty.
Our ice maker doesn't fucking work. Do you know that?
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, it's an ice maker. It's supposed to produce fucking ice. Not that one that shoots out of the door.
Is it hooked up to water? A water source?
I don't know. It doesn't work.
Well,
it's faulty, so...
It's probably not hooked up to a water source.
Right, but it's faulty.
No. Because it may be functional, it's just not being used properly.
It's going to be a mushroom cloud here at Crab Diving. It's
right?
Going to blow up. Burn us down.
I mean, if you try to push a dildo into your ear, it's not going to work.
Kate, bring me that.
Because it's not that the dildo is faulty.
Right.
You're using the wrong aperture.
You got to get enough torque. You get that dildo all the way in your fucking ear.
Experts have warned that the blaze was spread by something called cladding panels.
Well, get rid of that shit.
Which are fitted to countless buildings across Britain.
Well,
oh, my God. Residents were seen jumping from upper floors.
Oh, God,
how
dude.
Horrible.
That's like,
horrified witnesses told of babies being thrown from windows.
Ugh.
by desperate mothers. It was revealed that the block had only recently undergone a 10 million pound refurb, but still had no sprinkler systems installed.
God damn it. That's fucking evil. Because they wanted to do sexy things to the building to make the building cool and hip, but nobody wants to have water.
Of course,
in there.
It's poor people, by the way. This is not a tower full of wealthy people.
No, we got to keep those people safe because
designers are insisting the refurbishment work complied with building regulations.
Oh, yeah.
We followed regulations that, let's not forget, the conservatives in our country would like to get rid of.
Oh, yes.
These building regulations.
Well, Schindler says that. For every one regulation, we want to get rid of three. Yeah. How is that? What logical sense does that? That doesn't make any fucking sense, you fucking idiot. It's arbitrary.
Residents raised safety concerns 4 years ago, but were ignored.
Have you ever been in a fire, caught in a fire, anything like that?
No.
I've never fucking experienced that. I tell you, oh my God, I remember this one time. Oh, when I was a kid, I had a friend. Lived down the street from me, got caught in a mobile home fire, and she died.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking fire, man. Oh, God. Oh, we got to get rid of fire.
An urgent review of tower block safety was launched yesterday.
Okay.
After cladding on Grenfell Tower was blamed for spreading the inferno, panels designed to improve energy efficiency were fitted into the block in a 9 million pound refurb completed in May last year. But they were filled with a foam insulation that went up like matchsticks in the blaze. Somebody's saving money somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know exactly that's what it is.
And you know, I'll tell you this. I when I did construction back in the 90s, I sucked. But I worked with guys that were very talented. But I had to do that little shit jobs like laying insulation. That is horrible. It's horrible to lay that insulation. And when you get to a job where you can use that sprayable shit, it's the best thing on the fucking planet.
Why would you make this with flammable foam? It says, how the panels spread the fire. Fire bursts through the window of a room. Aluminum facing on cladding falls away, exposing the combustible core.
Well, it's dumb.
Why do you make them?
But I'll tell you why. Because laying insulation, the classic insulation, sucks lots of dick. It's itchy. You get cut. It's this fiberglass in the little fucking pink shit, right? But if you ever use a sprayable insulation, you just stick it in the hole.
I've seen that stuff, yeah.
It's easy. That's why they did it.
Oh, my God. The pictures of this.
Fuck me, man.
From this fire. Horrific.
I just thought shit like this happened in our shitty country. We don't care about regulations and shit.
You saw Brexit. They've got horrible capitalist assholes in charge there, too.
God. You guys. You fucking guys. And that's
fewer regulations. And that's exactly what this is. Owners want to make more money, cut costs, fuck your safety, fuck you. I'm going to make money.
Right. And the thing is, they can even make more. They're saving money, but you know, because they can say, well, they're energy efficient. They can charge a little more. But then they cut corners on the fucking insulation.
People are pissed.
Yeah.
Sadness gave way to fury last night, as angry locals are demanding to know how the devastating Grenfell Tower inferno was allowed to happen.
You know, it must be frustrating when you're putting up a building and you have some nerd with a clipboard comes up and say, hey, listen, dickhead, you can't use that insulation. It's flammable, so you have to take all that out and you have to put it in because of these regulations. I understand that's irritating. But I also understand, actually, I don't understand. I have no idea what it would be like to have to throw your baby from out the window because you're burning to death.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like either. Fuck.
Member of Parliament.
Hello.
One MP, David Lammy.
Jolly good.
Said the fire has called the fire corporate manslaughter.
Yeah,
and is calling for arrests. Yeah, I agree. Just like in Flint. I hope that those fuckers go to jail.
No,
there's
I bet
a couple
they
of
are.
These assholes who are up for felonies now. For poisoning people in Flint, Michigan.
I read that fucking article.
And it should be all the way to that fucking governor.
Who yeah.
Helped try to cover it up.
Nick Lyon, I think, is the name of the...
It sounds like a gay porn star.
Hello, Nick. For some reason, Nick, you know, he was...
Or a regular porn
health
star.
Health and safety investigator, something detected... or detected Legionnaire's disease. There's a study that says there's Legionnaire's disease in the fucking water. And he didn't do anything at first. He sat on it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah, the Legionnaire's disease.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even know what that is. It's bad.
It's Republican. And evil. And I'm sure there are Democrats also that are complete corporate whore sellouts. But right now, the race is being won by the GOP for corporate whore selloutery.
There is... If you had to describe the policies of the GOP, Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah.
All day, baby. There's nothing good about the Republicans right now. There is nothing remotely good. And those little fucksticks even lost the fucking baseball game.
Oh yeah.
They lost.
They did.
Assholes.
One of those, mini headlines above the Amazon story over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Says, Swamp, President Pence talk grows louder.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Please, please, please. I'm praying to something. What am I praying to? I'm praying to SpongeBob.
Apparently over at Politico Magazine, there's a big story that dropped today called Man on a Wire, Mike Pence's Tightrope Act.
Oh, shit.
He might be the most consequential vice president ever. He could well be the next commander in chief. And the one person in America he can't have thinking about that is his boss.
Blech.
Because if that happens, Trump will fire him. I don't know if he can. Trump will lose his mind if he thinks anybody's challenging his power, right?
Yeah. Wow. I mean...
Meanwhile, he's basically, I saw another report that said, you know, Trump or Pence is the de facto president, that he makes a lot of decisions and that Trump is busy watching Fox and Friends and then cable news and yelling back at the TV.
He's
and
not
tweeting about how everything's very unfair.
Do you remember that that little moment? It's my favorite moment from the Schittler fuckstick administration. And it's one that's been scored with that music from Veep. You know, the music they play at the end of
Veep? Where he forgot to sign?
Yeah, he forgets to sign it. But, like, doesn't Mike Pence kind of guide him out of the room?
Well, then something? And then Pence scurries back and gets the order for him to sign that he forgot to sign because Trump was getting asked questions about Russia, so he scurried out.
Mike Pence looks like the miserable guy at the bar that's got to babysit his stupid fucking wasted friend.
Yes, mother.
Yeah, oh, my God, I forgot all about that.
Ugh.
What do you think? Hey, what are you doing on Sunday? I'm hosing down the latex that me and mother use in the old fuck dungeon. You know that guy.
Mother and I were fucking last night.
Oh, see, it's probably not that. Mother and I mean somebody I picked up at a truck stop. Because yes. Fuck it.
Yeah. If a 16-year-old blonde boy is nicknamed Mother.
Is it true Mike Pence found his last guy in a penny saver?
Oh my God. Do they have those kind of ads in Penny Saver?
Yeah, they do, actually. My mom said I should pick one up. We could find a couch.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Not to get a date.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. She said couch.
You should get a Penny Saver.
maybe by couch she meant date. I don't know. Penny Saver.
So there you go. meanwhile, things... Yeah, like I said, the president has done tweeting. We read, if you go to yesterday's show, we read yesterday's crop of whiny, bitchy, little baby tweets. Wah. Well, 10 hours ago.
Yes.
He tweeted, after 7 months of investigations and committee hearings about my, quote, collusion with the Russians. Nobody has been able to show any proof. Sad! Exclamation point, sad. He actually typed sad.
Oh, my God. Where's Alec Baldwin? Hey, Alec, do your fucking stretches.
Done with. The season's over right now.
Fuck that. You can't bring him out. He can't come out and do his own little fucking sketch about Schittler.
Then he typed, the fake news media hates when I use what is too... What has turned out to be my very powerful social media. Over 100 million people. And then didn't we find out not that long ago that...
They're like, bots. Like
a massive amount of them are fake accounts and bots. I can go around them. Meaning around the fake news media.
Jeez.
But they don't hate it. They love it.
Yeah.
Because you're shooting yourself in what's left of your tiny orange little feet.
Thing is that, you know what, the problem, you know, another problem with the Shitler thing that we can't deal with him properly is because I think for cable news, he's just too fucking good. He's too fucking good. They are not going to put, you're never not going to have Shitler on TV when he's talking. You know?
Right.
You're not going to not have him on there because everybody watches. It's just like he's an entertaining loon and, oh, God.
Then Trump tweeted, despite the phony witch hunt.
Oh, my God.
Capitalized, by the way. Witch and hunt are capitalized. I don't know why.
The royal witch?
Well, I guess like, if you're coming after him, it's got to be capitalized. Despite the phony witch hunt going on in America, the economic and jobs numbers are great. Oh, yeah. Regulations way down.
Great.
Jobs and enthusiasm way up.
By the way, did you hear that? I don't know if you heard that. It wasn't thunder. It was Hillary Clinton's eyeballs rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling. Imagine witch hunt. What the fuck was Benghazi, you fucking dickhead?
9 hours ago, I am being in this one. This is the one that speaks volumes, by the way. I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director.
I saw that
exclamation point. Witch hunt.
You know, part of that tweet is pretty funny. I mean, I'm being hired to fucking investigate.
But there's so much wrong there.
It's so stupid.
First of all, he confirms,
yes,
the story that came out yesterday that was leaked allegedly.
Yummy.
That Mueller was indeed investigating Donald Trump for obstruction of justice now.
Right. I can't stop going, Mueller.
And he kept saying,
Mueller.
He kept saying that, I'm not under investigation for anything. Comey, tell everybody I'm not under investigation. Hey, Coates, tell Comey to tell everybody that I'm not under investigation.
Quit being nuts. It must be insane working for him. Every once in a while, I just was shaking and just quit being nuts.
Actually, just say on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, there's a story. I think it's from the Raw story, which probably might have found it somewhere else. But that Trump is like losing his mind and that he's like in meetings and shit. Randomly telling people that he's not under investigation.
You're not asking. What about this infrastructure, dickhead? What about this fucking infrastructure? What about the budget?
It's Politico. President Donald Trump apparently admitted Friday morning that he's under investigation. This is that tweet. Administration officials and the president's advisors are worried that his tweets and public statements will trigger additional damaging leaks, but they say he cannot stop talking about it. And there are people, there are pundits out there on the telly who've been saying, well,
hello?
why aren't people telling him? Isn't there anyone around the president that has the courage to tell him to stop? And then other reports are coming out that are like, everyone around him is telling him to stop, and he puts his little cocktail weenie middle finger up and says, I'm going to do what I want. I can go right to the people.
Kate, can you get the white people on speakerphone? I need to talk to them. Listen, guys, Shitler is a dickhead, and he's never going to not tweet and do things that are fucking crazy because he's a fucking crazy racist loon. That's like, you're not going to have him. You want him to stop tweeting? You want Michael Jordan to stop doing that fadeaway jump shot? I mean, you know what I mean? This is fucking nuts.
Politico reported that Trump will sometimes interrupt conversations with associates to say, I'm not under investigation.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it feel
like... I mean, it's hilarious and terrifying at the same time.
God, I just... You know who would have done a great fucking Donald Trump? You know what? You know what the shame is?
I'm not under investigation.
You know what the shame is? The Carol Burnett Show ain't around right now. Who would be out of that fucking cast? That show was fucking genius.
Yeah.
Underrated and not appreciated.
I don't think it was underrated.
Dude, people, there are people, if you say Carol Burnett, they don't know who the fuck she is.
Well, that's because I mean, she's still with us, I believe, but she's way up there.
Let
she's
me tell
a comedy
you
legend, but they don't.
Yeah. If you're hanging out with the Crabs, you got a two in front of your age. Learn some names if you don't want to be shamed. You better figure out who the fuck Paul Lynde is. I don't want to talk to you. You better. No. Who Carol Burnett is, you motherfuckers. And Tim Conway.
Right.
Tim Conway would have played a great Trump.
Or Corman.
Oh. They all would have been good. Carol Corman. Burnett would have been a funny fucking Trump, too,
Harvey
right?
Korman in Blazing Saddles is amazing.
Yeah, I honestly think Mel Brooks, to me, the character he played on Spaceballs is Shitler.
I guess, yeah.
Shitler all the way. I'm so sorry. He has that scene where he beams in to the spaceship and they have the fucking beam me up Scotty transporter beam all fucked up and his ass is...
In
the
front, yeah.
Jesus. Why didn't anybody tell me my ass was this big? That's so Trump, man. Right. Remember that? It's funny.
Trump disputes the investigation as a witch hunt.
Yes.
One advisor said, it's basically all he talks about on the phone. His aides try to change the subject when the president brings up Russia. And aides are trying to reassure him that the probe will clear him of wrongdoing, but he remains obsessed by what he believes is unfair treatment.
It's his Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Slowly I turn, inch by inch.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, he does, right?
Hitler, you lost the popular vote.
Boo.
It was 70 million illegals.
Oh, God.
I went bigly. It's the biggest. Everyone said, it was like a week ago that he said.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone said the Republican couldn't win. And then Ohio, Pennsylvania. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Dude, he touted his electoral win on his European fucking vacation.
That's so sad, yeah.
God damn, he's a sad little fucking man. Oh, and by the way, God, he wanted everybody to know at a primary his dick was big and thick.
I'm not under investigation. I'm just going to do that all day now at random times because that's apparently what our president, the guy... with the nuclear fucking codes, is doing.
Yeah, and we're not supposed to be.
Fuck you, Trump pansies.
Yeah, fuck you. Hey, and if you were a person that said you didn't like what he was saying at the campaign, but you think maybe he wouldn't be this way, he wouldn't be a big racist twunt, fuck you and your white privilege, suck a dick.
I preferred Bernie, but I could never vote for Shillery because she's the most corrupt person ever to swing a vagina on this planet.
I got to tell you something. If that's your fucking opinion, then I need to see you open a book and I need to look at the words with you. And I need you to prove to me that you can, in fact, read because you sound like a stupid moronic fucknut.
Yeah.
I honestly.
Meanwhile.
Do you have any rage over the fact that, like. It does really make me sad. You know, think about it. We could have had a former Secretary of State and a senator as president.
Right. And I bet she would have picked Joe Biden to be Secretary of State.
Oh, stop it. God, it should have been Biden as president. Fuck, man. Imagine him as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Great. We got this fucking Tillerson fucknut. Have you heard Tillerson talk?
Yeah.
God.
He's like one of the parents on Peanuts.
but not as likable. Not as likable. I don't even know how to explain that. Joe Biden. Imagine him speaking at the UN. Motherfucker.
Oh, former Celeste at Anna Engelbrick 5, follow her on the Twitter.
Hello.
Said she sat with Carol Burnett at her niece's graduation.
Oh,
so
badass.
Nice and mellow. I'm sure she seems like a nice person.
I would,
from what I've heard.
I would have to ask her. I was like, will you please do that fucking Tarzan yell?
Oh,
remember
don't
that?
Make her do that. There's nothing she hates more.
I know. I hate to be a dickhead, but she passed away, right?
No, she's still
with us. She's alive? Okay. Apologies. Shit, man, if you're listening, wait. Carol.
Yeah, she's still with us.
Thank God for Google.
I'm not under investigation.
God, he must be. How did we elected an insufferable cunt as POTUS? Amazing. Fucking amazing. Even if
worse than we thought.
He's worse.
I mean, it really is. Because you got to add this mental illness, this little whiny piss babiness of him. I mean,
in Russia.
Good God.
When you remember when he started running in the primary, and you're like, oh, shit, man, who knows? You know, this is going to be great when he wins the primary. Hillary is going to just wipe the floor with his fucking ass. We just didn't account for Russia and how fucking racist people were, which is bananas if you think about it. Yeah. Always count on racism here. But, man.
Made in America.
I didn't think this Russia thing.
Who woulda?
I mean, when he started talking about how great Putin was, maybe you could be a little fucking suspect. That was odd.
But he's got a little Stiffen wiener for
nine.
For authoritarians, Duterte,
right? I mean, we wouldn't think
LCC.
Yeah. Who's that?
Egypt.
Yeah.
All these Uncle Nipples, of course.
CeeLo Green.
He's great. His great authoritarian lover.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I forgot what I was talking about, but fuck you, Donald. Damn, you're fucking everything up.
Well, meanwhile, I mean, I think everybody might be going down. I don't know. At some point, because Mueller, who, by the way, what worse could Trump do than try to shit on Mueller? Which is now what Trump and the White House are trying to do. Before,
yes,
everyone agreed that this guy's integrity is unapproachable. He's a straight shooter. He's going to get to the bottom of everything. Now, all of a sudden, Newt Gingrich is saying he's dirty.
I don't understand that.
And Trump is saying the same thing. And the horrible deplorables are all saying, all of a sudden, Mueller is somehow trying to walk with his dick inside Comey's butt. They're best friends now. And Mueller is hiring nothing but evil Democrats, Ryan.
If anyone out there is using Newt Gingrich as your moral barometer, I mean, you need to look at his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like,
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten in there and edited that shit.
He's not a scumbag. I mean, can we not agree? Can we at least agree that Newt Gingrich is a profound fucking
cartoonish
ball of garbage shit?
Yeah, another cartoonish boss hog of America.
Here, I'll prove to you he is.
Google that, kids, by the way.
Boss hog, right. By the way, it was a fucking drama that featured prominently the
comedy.
Stars and Bars. That was a drama.
It was a comedy.
Listen, anytime we have the main characters crawling in and out of their car through their window because it's, I don't know, you're a cuck if your door's open normal in the South back then, I guess, it's crazy.
Well, they did a lot of
That's
pond
comedy.
Jumping in that car, so they
Why
didn't
that
want the
matter?
Doors to fly open every time they
Lock
hit.
Lock them.
What?
Lock them.
Well, they did, permanently.
You're telling me you can...
Why not crawl out of the side of the car?
Let me tell you something. If you're driving a car in such a manner that something you do might cause the doors to pop open even when locked.
Your problem with the General Lee?
Should have been a hybrid.
Was the doors didn't open?
Well, yeah, that and some
other. Nothing like the horn playing Dixie or the Stars and Bars on the roof or the fact that it's named the General Lee.
You know what I want to do? I want to go get that car. Do you think that car exists?
Several of those cars
The original
exist.
General Lee.
Of those original General Lees exist, yes.
George Soros. I know you're not paying protesters.
Many of them
bullshit.
Got banged up.
Listen, I need you tomorrow. George, go buy every General Lee and go to...
Pride flag on the roof?
Yeah. You go to... What city?
Black Lives Matter stickers?
Yeah, go to fucking Birmingham, Alabama. Go to the middle. Just shove it up their ass. Say, hey... We're changing here's your heritage. I'm pissing on it. I'm gonna put the LGBT flag on all the tops of the General Lees. And actually, that isn't pissing on it. That's a sign. That's a good thing. That's equality. I want gay flags on all the fucking General Lees. And I want a remake of the Dukes of Hazzard where instead of car races, Bo and Luke fuck each other. That's what I want.
Oh, I have a feeling that gay porn's probably out there. I'm not going to Google it.
Yeah, we're just so
because I don't want to see
man.
What ads start showing up when I start Google when I start
yeah,
surfing
right?
the web.
God,
if I Google Dukes of Hazzard gay porn, okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you know what pisses me off too, man? Think about the South and Alabama and shit. You know how many people I run into that's been in jail in Bama for fucking weed?
Well,
too many.
All the black ones.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm really not exaggerating. It seems like every black comic we've met, that I've met, you've met more.
They've been to jail.
The ones that I've met have all been to jail.
Why?
For weed.
That for is so fucked up. Weed. And they get pulled over because, you know, the cops are like, hey, there's a black guy. Let me pull him over and see if he has weed.
Right. And then they do that. What's the seat on your floor, boy?
Oh, yeah. And here's the other thing. Why don't you just toss all the white people's car? You're not going to find weed, but you might find some Xannies that aren't, you know, prescribed.
Yeah.
You might find some other shit, some illegal guns, probably find some weed. Why not all the colors of the rainbow? You know, if it's an income grab, why not? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's just, God, we're so fucked up right now. We're so fucked up. And then on top of all that shit, we're looking at a constitutional crisis. You're saying they're all going down. So who the fuck is in charge?
Well, maybe this story is that Mueller is hiring people. Most recently, he hired an investigator / prosecutor who her specialty is money laundering and RICO cases.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, man. So what the fuck?
And he now has 13 lawyers on board handling this investigation with plans to hire more, they say.
You know, I mean, Donald, dude, if you think you're getting out of this, Mueller is not going to go away empty motherfucking handed. I bet you that he directed the FBI. What are you laughing at?
I googled Dukes of Hazzard porn. I'm just laughing.
What was the girl's the actress from that?
I don't believe this is really Daisy Duke. Daisy Duke takes it in her tight pussy.
Oh, that's
this is really Daisy.
By the
Duke.
Way, can we have a teachable moment for a second? Earlier, I said pussy, and that was supposed to. It connotates a wimpy kind of non-masculine thing, which is sexist, and I poo-poo the fact that I say that. But in this case, you're using pussy correctly.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's still. I'm quoting the title.
Catherine Bach.
Bach.
Is it Catherine Bach is in it? Is another
actress?
No,
that's what I said. I don't believe that's Catherine Bach. Daisy Duke's pussy. Not that I've seen it. I mean, I'm willing to put some money on the fact that that's probably not her.
Right.
I really don't see. I'm disappointed. I was hoping to see some really funny named. The Dicks of Hazzard.
No, that's good.
That's obvious.
What about
like I wanted to see like the Dukes of Jizzard or something.
Oh,
yeah. Like that.
Oh, that's funny. Boss's Hog.
Boss's Hog.
You know,
Hog,
something like
yeah.
that. Roscoe, let's pull a train, pee on my train, blah, 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 blah. Enos rhymes with penis. That's easy.
Cock flash.
What about Uncle Jesse?
Uncle Jizzy.
Oh, damn. By the way, at Vile Experience.
Daddy Jizzy.
Hey,
Daddy Jesse.
Daddy Jizzy. If anybody's staffing up in Hollywood, they want to hire us, we'll fucking work for you via Skype,
you
baby.
We'll just send the last 4 minutes.
Hey, is it?
As instead of.
Honestly.
Instead of several of the screenplays we've written.
Yeah. And by the way, I've seen network television.
Yeah.
You guys could use us. Honestly, you suck.
Robert Mueller has assembled a high-powered team of top investigators and leading experts.
Top.
Including seasoned attorneys who've represented major American companies in court, who've worked on cases ranging from Watergate to the Enron.
Oh, shit.
Scandal.
Hey, listen, don't fuck up like you did with Enron and let Ken Lay get away because he faked his death, okay?
The special counsel's investigators are looking into questions of Russian interference in last year's election.
Nicked.
But he has the purview to go wherever the investigation goes. And if it has to do with, I don't know, let's say some mushin' runny. Some Russian money laundering.
I say it again, was it?
Some Russian money laundering.
Russians.
But if it has to do with Russian money laundering, then that may be why he's bringing in.
Oh, shit.
This, some of these other experts.
Right. Mueller is not striking me like a guy that is just going to go away quietly and is not going to let this thing conclude.
Well, and
you know.
I mean, Trump is just is desperate trying to discredit And chimpanzees, they're out trying, and that's the worst thing they could do.
Is Mueller friends they could do. With Comey?
Do you want to piss off the people that are investigating you?
Fuck no. Fuck no! I want to comply. I want to fucking figure this out so I don't swing from the town square and shit like that.
So, again, I guess we should be grateful that he's just a colossal idiot and a profound narcissist and a man baby and dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone. Because yeah. Worthless. Parasite.
A worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I thought we were...
What, that he's a worthless piece of
no,
shit?
No, that
have
like...
Have you seen our tax laws? Have you seen
yeah,
our
yeah,
everything?
Yeah, yeah, I just like, I don't know. How are people so fucking cynical that you could look at Hillary Clinton and say that Hillary is equal to this guy?
Yeah.
This rapey... This guy, I mean, listen. I know Gary Hart had some chick sit on his lap on a pier somewhere in front of a boat. But God, we elected a guy that says, I'm going to grab her pussy. And you know what?
How long way, huh? Long way we've come.
And Howard Dean screamed.
He didn't even scream pussy.
He just screamed.
Or anything bad. He just went, ah!
He lost Iowa, man. And can you not understand that? Listen, man, you work so hard at something, you lose it. You're going to have to throw a fit. He's having an existential crisis. Schindler said he can kiss anybody he wants. Give me some Tic Tacs. Disgusting.
In local news,
stop it.
Lifeguards rescued 24 people at Pensacola Beach on Sunday.
Oh, good job, guys.
Rip currents.
Oh, yeah?
We're dragging people out.
You remember that show, Riptide? That drama? It's about guys on a boat.
No.
You don't remember that?
No. Mm. But there you go. So if you get caught in a rip current, don't try to swim against it.
Yeah.
Swim 90 degrees. Swim parallel to the beach until you're out.
Holy shit. That's
I already know that one. Yeah, I'm not reading.
Yeah, but I got to tell you something. You got how many people does the lifeguard save?
24.
Holy shit. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Dang.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Hello.
Here, crab diving. Don't forget all the other great stuff here on the network. If you're listening live... there's a brand new K-Voice. Resist, mofos.
And Viva la resistance.
And mofets. mofos and mofets resist.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
And Kelly will be on after that. And then don't forget she's on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com, just like us.
Right.
And all the other great stuff here on the network. Hollywood Hick.
Right.
Thumbs up, by the way.
Yes. Four.
Wonder Woman,
right,
from the Hollywood Hick. I believe he said it's the tits.
Oh, did he?
Yes, which I think is a thumbs up from the Hick.
He said since we got IMAX 3D, we have access to that here in Pensacola, we should go check that out.
He said that's the way to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to see it in 3D, but right. If you got your IMAX, go see that shit.
I mean, so if anybody really hates us, don't... we're not going to go see that anytime soon at the IMAX 3D, okay?
Hang out at the IMAX.
Me, man. Yeah. I'm looking for a couple of pussies.
We blend in.
That, see, I'm
I'll leave my tooth out. We'll wear some camo.
I don't know. I'm not fucking with you. Yeah, I'm going to get a disguise.
Yesterday, Ryan, you mentioned a name that we haven't heard from in a while.
Yes.
And you must have been prophetic. The Lord must have been speaking to you.
Who is this?
Because...
Arthur
ringing in on the horrible shooting.
Hello.
Of Representative Scalise and a couple of aides and a couple of cops.
Yes.
By that left wing nut job.
Right.
Lunatic. How
about that lady say that cop saving those people's lives? Those GOPs.
Just happens to be a woman of color.
Who's a lesbian.
Who has a wife.
Right.
The American Family Association.
Oh, God.
American Family Radio Network.
Ugh, what a piece of garbage.
Brian Fisher.
Ooh.
Hi, everyone. Brian Fisher.
He's the guy that refers to gay marriage as sodomy-based.
Sodomy-based marriage.
It's so fucked up to be like, say something sodomy-based. That's like when you have a lotion and it's like oil-based or a lubrosexual lubricant.
Yes. Probably.
It's a sodomy based. God, Brian, it's a weird way to say it. Don't you even see, like, your homophobia is so fucked up, it makes you sound like a crazy person when you talk.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
I think that might have been echoey. I apologize, but you can still understand.
When he says come along. He's like, he asks
people that you love that come along.
He's like, oh, there's like someone's coming along the road. Oh
no,
my God.
Simultaneous orgasms. Oh, right. Obviously talking about.
This guy I love is going to just happen to walk down the road and give me old jack off.
Well, yeah.
Right before I take part in a violent battle.
Excuse me, co-gladiator. Could you help me out with this?
Nobody's getting jacked off before they go in a gladiator battle. I just don't buy it.
You want to kind of relax for a few, right?
Relax. You're going to be terrified. I fuck that. Last thing I'm thinking
of. After you're jacked off, you want to relax a little bit.
I saw that movie with that horrible dickhead Russell Crowe, and there's nothing about history that's any good. Best time to be on the planet is the time you're in right now, especially if you're not white.
I saw a funny comic yesterday that was two scientists, one white guy, one black guy.
Yes.
And they were both jumping around saying, oh my God, we found the secret to time travel. And the white guy says, awesome, let's go to the past. And the black guy's like, I'll pass.
Yeah, right.
No thanks.
Fuck that shit.
I ain't even too happy with the present.
I mean, yeah, if you're a straight white male, you want to go back. You could go back.
Well, that's what the Republican Party's trying to do.
I'm going to go into the future.
They watch... We spoke to a local today
who
was speaking wistfully of Mayberry times.
Oh, my God.
And how they would watch My Three Sons, and everybody was just so civil back then and so nice. No, on TV they were.
How can you be a person of color? You watch an episode of The Andy Griffith Show, and, like, Andy, when he arrests a white person, he just leads him into the jail. It's like decorated. They've got rocking chairs in there. He's got a bed. You remember the setup? It was
Otis.
Nice.
They had to set it up nice for Otis.
Yeah, but that's just not how it is.
The self-jailing town drunk.
Right. God, I just remember there's a guy from Dukes of Hazzard that was a representative in the government. I keep forgetting
that. And then there was that creepy that creepy haircutter.
Floyd!
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Andy. Ooh,
oh,
yes.
Shit.
Bring the boy in. That's horrible.
I did love Don Knotts.
I apologize to him.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor.
You know, there are... I wish our cops were like Andy Griffith. I wish a deputy had to go to Andy and say, can I have my bullet?
Well, right. And they treated people like people first. Instead of... Like they're playing fucking Call of Duty.
Or it's an income grab. They just look at them in dollar signs. How can I find you? I don't even care if it's justified. How can I get some money out of your ass? That's it.
Here's Brian Fisher on his American Family Radio Network talking about...
Fuck you.
...the shooting in Washington.
Oh, God.
And by the way, I believe he may say something that I would categorize as inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, the left-wing Twitter went nuts celebrating the shooting of Representative Scalise.
Citations, please.
Yeah, and don't cite this show. I didn't celebrate it. I didn't. I did point out that there's some irony there that he got shot by a gun, and he's got by a big scary gun, and he's got an A-plus in a
right
meeting. That should be mentioned.
And many of us mentioned the whole gun, went right for the gun aspect.
Yes.
But I honestly did not see one, even of the most horrible lefty trolls.
Yes.
That were like, oh, I wish that it would have been. I saw a right wing troll who said, too bad it wasn't Pelosi and the Dems.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
And there probably were rare occasions of some probably right wing nut job posing as a left wing troll.
It's so frustrating, too, because the liberals literally don't want this guy to get shot. In fact, I vote for people that would prevent this from happening because that gun wouldn't exist, dickhead.
Or at the very least, somebody mentally ill like that guy would not have been able to get a hold of a gun. And I believe a convicted domestic abuser.
Oh, yeah. But guns don't kill people, by the way. Just like pencils don't misspell words.
And by the way, the left-wing Twitter went nuts celebrating the shooting of Representative Scalise.
It's just not true.
I mean, the people on the left were celebrating this just like, you know, and you start seeing some eerie parallels, don't you? Eerie parallels between the radical left in America and Islam. You know, it's no wonder.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Yeah.
Wait a fucking second.
I see eerie parallels between Islam.
Who's
anti-gay?
The left?
Mr. Sodomy-based fucking marriage over here.
Or this guy. Who's anti-immigrant? The left?
Or this dude?
Or this guy. Who's anti-poor people? The left? Or this guy?
How long? I mean, who's so stupid? Mm. Who is so stupid that, hey... Yeah, you. Don't listen to Brian Fisher. I see you.
I'm pointing around the neighborhood in the new from the new compound.
Yeah.
In Pensacola, Florida.
I mean, just imagine. You're so stupid. Hey, you listen to this fucking nut. Yeah. This Brian Fisher sounds insane.
That the radical left in American politics loves and supports and praises and defends Islam at every turn. Because the...
It's not true. It's just, well, I mean, yeah, it kind of is. We defend Islam because there's a lot of regular Muslims out there who just want to live their day out and work and feed their family and take a shit and have a beer. Well, I don't know if they drink, but just live their fucking lives.
What is the term Schiller uses to describe radical Islamic terrorism?
Radical Islamic terror.
Well, radical Islam has lots of parallels to like radical Christianity, right? I mean...
Now, right now, you know, there's the team that's on top.
Yes.
That's blowing people up and chopping heads off and shit happens to be Muslim. But we could crank back the calendars.
Absolutely.
To times when they were Christians. Or we could even point to isolated incidents now where Christians are persecuting other people.
Dude.
It's using religion as a bludgeon.
You see those cops driving around in Texas with those crosses on their patrol cars?
Ooh, I saw, and when we were driving cross country, I saw a sheriff's car in Texas with "In God We Trust," with "God" in all caps and bigger font than everything else. "In God We Trust."
By the way, my
fuck you is what that said to me.
Yeah, yeah.
As an atheist. It did.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And imagine you get pulled over by this guy.
Right?
Are you nervous? Do you think you're going to get a
fair fucking...
I'm
wearing my Darwin Fish shirt or
don't do that.
I'm listening to Christopher Hitchens on Books on Tape?
Well, he ain't going to know from Christopher Hitchens.
As long as I turn it off, yeah.
That would be a great sketch. An American cop pulls over Christopher Hitchens and that the fucking English actor dude, Stephen Fry. Oh, my fucking God.
Well, that's a classic, is that team up.
Oh, it's great.
Are the ones who took on, her name.
The Catholic lady.
She was a real crazy MP.
That Catholic broad.
Conservative Catholic.
Boom.
God, I forget her name. And like a bishop, some archbishop or something or other.
Yes.
Who really was outclassed. It wasn't
who
even fair.
Who the fuck was
that? The MP, I mean, she seemed, she had a brain and was able to engage in the debate. The bishop really just seemed like he was outclassed.
Yeah,
They put them up against Stephen Fry and Christopher Hitchens together.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of
here. Get the fuck out of here. Man, listen, but the Catholics don't make these arguments well for the faith, because I think you guys, not you, I mean, I'm sorry, but you grew up that way. And, you know, I think you check out and you get drunk and you just don't think about what you do. You're just going through the whole bullshit just because you don't want to be fucked with. So,
but they had a debate.
Yes.
I believe it was in Britain, maybe. And they actually polled the audience before and after to see who had won.
I forgot about this. Yes.
But the assertion was specifically Catholic. The Catholic Church is a force of good on the planet. Yes or no? I'm pretty sure that's really close. That's close to what it was, if not the exact. What the exact assertion was. And obviously, the bishop and the MP, the conservative MP, were arguing for Catholicism being a force of good. And
if you take history into account,
Christians and Fry were not.
If you take history into account, all you got to do is like Inquisition.
Well, that's a biggie.
If I'm on the stretcher table and you're pulling my arm out of my socket because I don't believe in your stupid fucking Jesus, I'm going to say Catholicism is a force of shit because they're killing me. Or maybe if you're like an altar boy that gets diddled by one of these pervs, it's not a force of positivity.
Here's Brian Fisher speaking
fuck
of
you.
Not forces of positivity. The Ooh. Left were celebrating.
Oh, God, please let there be videotapes of him blowing someone.
Supports and praises and defends Islam at every turn because the same spirit that pulses through the Ooh. Dark religion of Islam Ooh, yes. is Ooh. Now pulsing Ooh. Through the radical political left okay. in America. Ooh, and yes. so they're out there celebrating the shooting of Shoot. Steve Scalise for what happened, just like Muslims celebrated 9/11.
Did you hear that click?
There was a click. I think he lip smacked.
Oh, I was maybe guessing. I thought I heard a lighter. Do you think he's smoking weed during this?
Oh, no. Maybe they're playing Russian roulette.
Keep playing. Keep playing.
The shooting of Steve Scalise for what happened, just like Muslims celebrated 9/11, just like the Palestinians.
They celebrated
9/11. They were dancing in the streets, handing out lollipops to children on 9/11, and you get people all over.
What?
Where Hold was that happening? Was this the same ones that Trump allegedly saw?
Lollipops on 9/11. I'm Googling it. I mean, have you ever heard that? That sounds like such horse shit.
Cotton candy, lollipops, everything on 9/11.
11, just like the Palestinians celebrated 9/11. They were dancing in the streets, handing out lollipops to children on 9/11. And you get people all over the planet, ISIS in particular, celebrating every time there is time there's one of these jihadist events.
Yes, ISIS. Who puts on and sponsors the jihadist event?
Yes,
tends to celebrate when one of them goes well.
God, I thought
I think that yes. does happen. I'll agree with him.
Yeah, and that sucks, right? And by the way, I googled lollipop 9/11. You know what comes up? I didn't know this, but there's a for $29.95 you can buy a remote control Porsche, a lollipop Porsche. Oh. That's a type of Porsche.
Well, there you go.
Do you think if you have the Porsche 911 is a popular car.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever thought about discontinuing that after 9/11?
No.
I would have.
I heard somebody the other day that was talking whose friends got married.
Yes.
On 9/11. Only because it was so cheap.
Well.
Like nobody else wanted to get married on 9/11.
Yeah, I get it. Getting married is so fucking expensive. I mean, you know, there's no, yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. I you know what? I'm in charge of my day job that I have to find, you know, affordable space, meeting spaces. I'm going to put a memo. I'm like, hey, guys, if you can schedule any events on 9/11, we can save some money. So good tip. Thank you. Pro tip. Is that a life hack or what?
Ann Whittacombe. That's her name. The member of parliament was debating
right.
with Stephen Fry and Archbishop John, Onayekin.
Some fucking nun and some archbishop just twiddle around some cathedral all fucking day. You're going to go toe to toe with Stephen motherfucking Fry and Christopher Hitchens.
Lord Steve Ursa Foley is testimony to the breadth of the church. Now, I'm sorry, though, to have to begin by disagreeing with His Grace. If you're going to be a serious grown-up person and appear to defend the Catholic Church in public in front of an educated and literate audience, you simply have to start by making a great number of heartfelt apologies and requests for contrition and forgiveness. Now, you might ask...
Before you, as a Catholic, can speak in front of anyone,
bam!
You gotta apologize for a whole bunch of bullshit.
I mean, let's just say...
Said infinitely more eloquently.
That's Christopher Hitchens, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not Stephen so Fry.
So no, Stephen Fry is, yeah.
But, like, think about that. That motherfucker, in his opening statement, he got a fucking laugh and an applause break.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You're jealous?
No, no. I mean, fuck off to the other two guys that are supposed to debate. They, you know what? The two people from the church have said, you know what? We're out of our league. You're right. God doesn't exist. Bye bye. You fucking exposed us as frauds. Thank you.
There are occasions, as Gwendolyn remarked, in The Importance of Being Earnest, when it becomes more than a moral duty to speak one's mind, it becomes a pleasure. And this is one such occasion with my trusty Hitch by my side. I am very proud to be here, but also very nervous, very worried. I've been nervous all day, and the reason I've been nervous is quite simple, and that is that this motion matters to me. It matters to me greatly. It's not a joke, it's not a game, it's not just a debate. I genuinely believe that the Catholic Church is not, to put it at its mildest, a force for good in the world. And therefore it is important for me to try and marshal my facts as well I can to explain why I think that. But I want first of all to say that I have no quarrel and no argument, and I wish to express no contempt for individual devout and pious members of that church. They are welcome to their sacraments, to their welcome to their reliquaries, and to their Blessed Virgin Mary. They're welcome to their
reliquaries. I believe things where like the foreskin of Saint Fuckwadius can be fondled.
Give me the bowl of sick.
You saw reliquaries?
Oh, really? Did we see the
bunch of them in Europe?
LaGuardius or no? Hey, is this Stephen Fry? That's this is Stephen Fry. Fry. Yeah. If I had George Soros money, I would buy Stephen Fry, and I would say he's the guy. He walks around with me everywhere, and when I want to tell anybody to fuck off, I just tap his shoulder. I am point. I unload on that guy. That guy. That guy.
Do you want to hear who they were up against?
I mean, you know,
it's not even fair.
Just play more clips of Stephen Fry. That guy is a badass, man.
I mean, just here's a couple of moments of Ann Widdecombe.
Ann Widdecombe.
Her closing statement.
Ann Widdecombe, Richard! Church.
Final statement from Conservative MP Ann Widdecombe for the motion that the Catholic Church is a force for good in the world.
Right, can I first answer the point raised by the lady over
there? Can I first answer the point raised by the lady over there?
And maybe you're nice. I don't know. You represent monsters, child molesting monsters.
But it's not even fair.
It's just go
home. I mean,
home.
Couldn't they find a... There's got to be a couple of Catholics out there...
This is the best they have.
...that could take on... Well, not Hitchens and Pry, but I mean, at least put up a tiny fight.
Who?
They got Ann Widdecombe. I'm sorry, I'd like to address this daughter question from the woman there
about how she'd been helping women who were in danger of death even from pregnancy and childbirth. And answer the allegation.
I mean,
Stephen Fry is multitasking. He's so bored. He is writing his memoirs, and with 1/8 of his brain power, he is dispensing of this twit.
Observant chap, aren't I? Yes. Well, this has been a really interesting debate, and I've loved some of the questions from the floor. I suppose I'm slightly disappointed that Ann Widdecombe in particular should say, oh, I knew they'd bring up condoms and child rape and homosexuality.
It's true. He's like, oh, I knew they'd bring up child rape and homosexuality.
Do you know why?
Oh, those bloody Catholic haters. I can't believe that they're bringing that up.
I mean, you know why they bring it up? Because people in your church rape children.
And you're
horrible.
And the system shuffled them around like left-handed relievers. Pun intended.
Oh, that's funny. You know,
right?
Right.
I mean, seriously,
if you had to describe someone,
the vicar's been charged with diddling. All right, well, let's move him to Lancashire.
If you got a friend that, or you know somebody that was convicted of raping children, and you had to describe him, you wouldn't go, "Oh, this guy has a great backhand. He's really good at bridge, and oh yes, he rapes kids."
Yeah,
raping children is the first. Your organization is known for molesting kids. Right. That is the first thing you have to address.
But Ann Widdecombe is like,
what about all the charities that are done all over the world feeding people in clothing naked savages and such?
Think about the way you marginalize gay people, Ann. Well, right. I mean, really, what's the first thing you talk about when you talk about gay? Oh, they're fucking each other in the ass.
That's why Stephen Fry is spot on here when he's like, oh, I'm amazed that Ann Whittacombe is saying, oh, I can't
I'm beginning to think here's the only way to save the planet, I guess. We need these biospheres to figure out how to create all our environments so we can live in our little glass bubble.
Go to crabdiving.com.
Did you see that?
Or facebook.com/crabdiving.
I tried so hard to make a little joke about that. It didn't involve that fucking stupid movie with Polly fucking Shore and the stupid, the really dumb Baldwin brother, Steven. God damn it, I lost my train of fucking thought.
Wayne to Jesus. Here's Christopher Hitchens' final moments. Yeah. In
that confessions from other people should be willing to make one oneself. I am obsessed with sex. Ever since I discovered that my God-given male member was going to give me no peace, I decided to give it no rest in return.
How can you put him up against Edward? I would like to address that. So they're responding to the fact that Ann Whittacombe is aghast that they dare bring up sexual oppression and the fact that the Catholic Church, one of the things they bring up is that the Catholic Church says no condoms for you. That's what Stephen Fry was talking about.
Insane.
Sorry, AIDS-ridden South Africa. Sorry, AIDS-ridden South America. No condoms for you.
Oh my God. Russia, dude, there's an epidemic of AIDS in Russia. Right. That is off the chain. Off the chain.
Seems fair to me. Now, two people asked me to be very quick and do world poverty and the Holocaust, and I'll do that. There is only one cure for world poverty that's ever been found or ever will be, and it's very simple. And it can be phrased very simply, too. It's called the empowerment of women. Go to Bangladesh or Bolivia. I have to ask you to hold your applause, though I love you. Go to Bangladesh or Bolivia, give women control over their reproductive cycle. Throw in a handful of corn if you can. Make them not just the beasts of burden and the beasts of childbearing that they become, and the floor will rise. It just will. It never fails anywhere. Against this one solution, the Catholic Church has set its face. The efforts of the missionary church in the third world mean more people die, not less. It's as simple as that. More famine, more disease, more ignorance, more random and avoidable death. To the Holocaust, sir. That the church preached that the Jewish people were collectively responsible for the death of Christ until 1964, till nearly 20 years after the Nuremberg trials, may or may not have something to do with the availability of a reservoir of anti-Jewish hatred in countries like Poland, Spain, Italy, Germany, Austria, and elsewhere.
Boom!
Bam!
Right, all these terminally Catholic fucking countries, you're breeding that hatred.
Yeah.
Just like we're doing here. With the Muslims.
God.
Just like they're doing here with the Muslims.
Absolutely. I mean, I think our only hope, man, you got to give George Soros, get out your checkbook. I think we got to hire this Stephen Fry, get John Cleese involved.
Find a way to resurrect.
Reanimate Hitchens.
The late Hitchens.
And put them in charge. Who cares? Just put them in charge. Have them fix us. And then have them stay in charge. That's fine. I like Stephen Fry.
It's a little rough right now.
What do you mean?
I mean, we need...
Oh, yeah.
We need Batman.
Oh, yeah. John Cleese is Batman. I love it.
Here's a wonderful example of America.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
This is a story out of Galveston, Texas. Houston Chronicle.
Hello.
Headline. Asad Khan.
Okay.
So you know where we're going. Galveston,
Khan!
Texas.
Oh, yeah.
A man named Asad Khan.
Yes.
Who has owned a restaurant called Zaza Bar and Bites.
Okay.
Is shutting down.
Okay. Sad.
Because of... vandalism and repeated death threats.
Oh my God. God damn it, man.
He explained that he made the difficult decision to shut down his restaurant. I shut it down because of death threats towards me via phone calls. In the last 7 weeks or so, the calls have become worse. I did not enjoy being called sand N-word.
Oh my God.
Or people telling me that I will die in Zaza.
Oh my God. Where is this?
In the lovely city of Galveston, Texas.
Oh, this is in America, man. This is in America! Where the fuck is our president shouting this down? Where's his voice? Obama would be on TV saying this is fucking bullshit. Where's Trump? Man, fuck this. This is crazy.
He was also, the store was also baconed last year, where lovely, wonderful Christians put bacon on Muslim businesses and Muslim mosques and things like that.
Did you say it was baconed?
Yeah.
The like BAC.
That's the term I'm seeing here in the Houston Chronicle, baconed.
By the way, what you missed out the window is this little kid was driving a bicycle, and I don't know how the fuck didn't fall over. He's got his sister sitting on his shoulders.
Oh, that's not good.
I just saw my fucking kid. Be careful. And nobody had a helmet.
Shirt on, shirt off.
Shirt off, no helmet.
Of course.
Shirt off, no helmet, kid. Come on. You gotta wear a fucking helmet.
Mr. Khan says, I opened Zaza as a happy little fun project, supposed to be fun. Never did I think the people in Galveston would be so close-minded. People want me dead because I'm a Muslim. I'm honestly sick to my stomach and fearful.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this country. I do not know what to fucking tell you.
Right-wingers are saying he's lying, of course. Shit. He's making it up.
I wouldn't you like to tell this guy it's going to get better? I mean, you know, the fact that Mueller's bringing out the big guns kind of gives us hope that maybe we'll have this example of our system working. I mean, it's not really a good example of it working, right? It's an example of our system that will maybe barely save our asses.
Yeah.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for our asses to be saved, people of color get pulled over, get profiled, hate crimes. Deportations, whatever.
Shot while black.
Right.
Shot for being black.
Damn. God, can Stephen Fry run for fucking president? Why can't we have that?
Okay, this election's going on in Georgia's 6th congressional district. It's neck and neck right now,
yes.
I believe, with Democrat John Ossoff. And Loon.
No, she's crazy.
Batshit
right?
Loon Republican Karen Handel.
Crazier. And it's shitty. This is shitty of me to compare just because, you know, Sarah Palin's a woman and she's a woman. They're both GOP. Crazier or less crazier than Palin? Ugh. That's sexist. Whatever. Is this person crazier than any other normal?
Than Steve King. Then, I mean, you
is she crazier than
other vagina possessors?
She's not crazier than Steve King. That's impossible. The guy
I don't know. I don't know. She's probably as.
Yeah. Sad.
He's just got a bigger, a taller apple box right now. I mean, he's got more people talk to him. We hear his heinous views more. And here you might say she's just as bad. Karen Handel.
Hello.
She
British?
Was sitting down with some locals.
Yes.
In Georgia. At a place called Wright's Gourmet Sandwich Shop.
Fuck you.
One woman told her that while she personally leans conservative, she has an LGBTQ daughter and fears what will happen when she wants to adopt children or start a family. So I'm a conservative.
Yes.
But my daughter is an LGBTQ person and...
Oh, there's a kid on his
she
bike.
Worries, with his she worries about how what's going to happen when her daughter wants to start a family. That the Republicans, and this woman in particular, want to pass laws that won't allow them to adopt. Even still, they're doing this all over now.
It's so fucked up.
They're still trying to take rights away from gay people. They've got... They're not going to be able to get rid of gay marriage. They're just not. But they're trying everything else. So now they're saying, well, they can get gay married, but they can't fucking adopt children.
Why the fuck? We got to evolve on this. And it should be, it's dire that we have not evolved. And imagine you had a child who's gay. How fucking, how would you not be worried sending your kid to a public school? You're sitting,
right.
You know? In this fucking environment, a Vice President Pence.
I don't know if you can hear this here, but Handel quickly cuts the woman off.
Yes.
when she starts talking about civil rights and equality for LGBTQ people.
Right, right.
Handel politely nods yes. as the mother begins to talk about wanting to support her child, asking the Republican candidate, what protections do I have for her having a family in the future, wanting to adopt a child? Sure, sure, Handel says, interrupting. But here, let's see if we can...
It's a weird thing, okay? I'm really torn because I'm torn on your LGBT thing. My daughter is part of the LGBT community. And as a mom, I'm like, well, what protections do I...
Water.
What protections do I have for her having a family in the future, for being able to adopt and have kids? And so there's part of me that has...
Sad face on Handel and a little bit of a head shake no. And then she went to a fake smile. Like when she heard having a family, like, oh, well, I just don't think your sodomite daughter should have a family. That's what's going on in her head.
Yeah,
well,
she should.
It's the conservative nature, but then it's the other part of me that's like, I accept my daughter, so I've got to split and torn.
Sure.
That's what I'm concerned about before I vote on Tuesday.
I have to be honest. My faith calls me to a different place on the issue.
On that issue, your daughter should not be able to adopt. My faith takes me to a different place.
A constituent asked this person an issue. A potential constituent said, I'm asking you a question about the future of my children. That's the only reason this... Listen, if you're a parent, that's why you work. You want your children to have a good future. And now I'm talking to somebody I'm going to vote... I could possibly vote for that says, oh, I don't know where I am on that issue. You don't see my child? You don't see my child having a valid future because she's right. gay? Man, fuck you.
Right?
Fuck you. This is fucking bananas.
Handel was at one point Georgia's Secretary of State, had an unsuccessful run for governor.
Ugh.
Adds that her faith calls her to be compassionate, though.
That's not...
Like it says here, this is the new civilrightsmovement.com, says... as if LGBT people need pity. Well, but my faith forces me to be compassionate to them.
Take your faith and shove it up your fucking
so
ass.
So I always try to do that, they point out, as if it's a challenge.
Oh, my God.
It's very hard for me to treat people like people.
You know, that LGBT person has rights, and they're not. Those rights aren't yours to give or take away. That right?
Right.
So fuck her and fuck your faith, Handel. Shove it up your ass. Fuck off, man.
She says, I'm not aware of anything in the law right now that I'm aware of that's going to be impactful from a discriminatory standpoint against your daughter. That, well, then she's the most ignorant person on the planet because yesterday, I think it was last night, there was a report. Might have been this morning on Velshian Rule
yes.
that MSNBC was reporting that at the state level, over 150 anti-LGBT bills have been filed across the nation.
Wow.
Just yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law legislation allowing adoption and foster care agencies to cite religious beliefs to bar same-sex couples and LGBT people
man.
From adopting. So they're sneaky about it. They're not saying you can't adopt, but a certain agency can claim we're not going to adopt to you because of their horrible, heinous religious beliefs.
Our slave-owning forefathers, I believe, is there not something in the Bill of Rights to say all men... are created motherfucking equal? Or
right.
Where is that?
I mean, they didn't mean it at the time, yeah, but you know, hopefully...
Right. What a bad example.
Hopefully we're trying to get to the point where that means everybody.
I can't... Can you imagine you go into a job interview and your potential boss, which is the American people, they ask you, hey, I want you to do this job. And then you say to that person indignantly, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. I might not do it. And you still expect to get the job. This is bananas.
Then Handel says the issue has been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. So the mother then says about Vice President Mike Pence, says, I'm worried he's going to try and make changes. And at that point, It says, Handel uses her hands to chop on the table, repeating herself in a staccato fashion. It's in the Supreme Court. It's the U.S. Supreme Court. She outstretches her arms as if the mom isn't understanding her, says so-so as she grabs the arms of her chair, gets up and leaves. The mother is still talking as Handel responds, I hear ya, and walks away.
You know, the thing is, these unwoke people, they are under the illusion that they think that people are going to continue to tolerate politicians and these fucking oligarchs that don't see people, all human beings, as human beings, and they don't deserve their rights and shit. How long do you think that fucking sustains until it gets fucking ugly?
Yeah.
Because you're telling your constituent that you don't know about your daughter's future because she's gay. That is unacceptable. As a society, that should be unfucking acceptable.
The same day, during an interview with a Georgia journalist, they were talking about the same issue.
Yes.
And she said, my faith at the same time calls me to be compassionate. And what I have always believed is that what it has to be paramount is what is the best interest of the child. Asked to explain further, she said, the best interest of the child, period. End of paragraph. That's not for you to decide. That's not for me to decide. It's for the child advocates to decide, whether that be the court or the child's guardian. The child's best interest must be paramount. We agree.
Okay.
But she's leaving off the part where she says, I believe it's not in the child's best interest for flaming, nasty, evil homosexuals to be their parents. She conveniently leaves that part off.
God, the Democrats got to win that election, man. I mean, what?
Get out and vote, Georgia Crab listeners.
Yes.
Get the fuck out and vote.
Because this person, she's the Taliban.
Yep.
How in the fuck do these right-wing Christians bitch and moan about radical Islamic terrorism but can't look in their own fucking house?
And don't forget, we've got one that is a couple of Happy Meals and a grabber away from becoming the president.
That's right. Trump likes fast food. I forget that. I'm eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Fuck you. Die.
Yep.
Fuck.
Holy shit, we got to go. It's been a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the downloads. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes and Stitcher and at crabdiving.com. Stay tuned for the awesome K-Voice if you're listening live. Otherwise, if you've downloaded us, go and download K-Voice at iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com.
That's right.
The Daily Upper Decker or The Hollywood Hick or any of the great programs. The Cantilinguists, all the great stuff here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And don't forget to help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us do this shit every goddamn weekday.
Fuck you, pay me.
We're going to be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.